real-time diaries. Following a Care Quality Commission visit to Leeds in autumn 2018, which looked at older people's experiences of moving in and out of health and care settings, we wanted to understand what people's experiences were. So in July 2019, we started a project that involved following the experiences of people in Leeds who had complex health needs and were accessing multiple health and care services. Each month, we recorded their experiences and shared them with senior decision makers to reflect and act on. Key to its success is partnership with strong buy-in from all partners from the outset. The project being run by Healthwatch Leeds and Leeds Clinical Commissioning Group, with support from Age UK Leeds, Forum Central, Leeds Community Healthcare NHS Trust, Advernet, Carers Leeds, Leeds City Council, Leeds Teaching Hospital NHS Trust and St Gemma's Hospice. The working group meets monthly to review and decide on action to take. The reviews are also shown at the monthly Partnership Executive Group, PEG, attended by chief executives of all local NHS trusts, the local authority, Health Watch and the third sector. Says Thea Stein, chief executive of Leeds Community Healthcare Trust and member of Partnership Executive Group, "There is nothing more important or powerful than bringing the patient's voice authentically right into the room of a group of people charged with making decisions for a city. For Leeds, having the video diaries played at the beginning of many of our executive meetings in Leeds has grounded us back in the reality of the people we serve, galvanised us again and again to do better, and always reminded us that we are servants of the people of Leeds. We're better because of them, and I can't imagine ever not having them as a powerful tool in our work." So far, we have followed two people, Carl and Joyce, over a six-month period, and you can watch their stories on our website. It's been so successful that we've decided to continue this work into next year. Healthwatch England have also used this piece of work to produce one of three how-to guides to highlight innovative methods of engagement nationally. What difference has it made? Each health and care partner from the group is beginning to report back on how the learning has been used and what actions for improvement will be taken. Examples so far are: NHS trusts have shared the videos with relevant teams within their services as a professional development tool. Yorkshire Ambulance Service and Leeds Teaching Hospitals Trust have said that they're going to use the videos in their training. The University of Leeds is interested in including the videos in the medical education curriculum. A citywide piece of work around the respect form used with Do Not Resuscitate DNR patients is going to be started. Films have not only been shown within the Leeds health and care system, but are being used as best practice examples regionally. Mental health. What's it like to have a mental health crisis in Leeds? This year, as part of our focus on mental health, we started by looking at what it's like to have a mental health crisis in Leeds. We wanted to hear from people who've had support and from those who've never been in touch with any services. The main focus of this work was to find out if people knew where to go for help when in crisis, if they were able to get help when they reached out, and what the support was like once they received it. We worked in partnership with key organisations in the city who provide mental health services and support to help us decide the best approach to this project. Through these partnerships, we were able to reach a wide range of people and get feedback from almost 700 individuals and or those that support them. Some of the key messages that came out of the report included: people not knowing where to go for help, previous poor experiences stopping people from seeking help, the importance of kindness and compassion in all services and support, variations in the support received from different sectors and services, a need for more support before crisis and for ongoing support after crisis. The report was well received by key organisations across the city, and a commitment made to take forward the recommendations individually, but also as a city. It was agreed to bring together a mental health collaborative to take forward key work around mental health. A large event was organised on the back of the report to look at the next steps and practical solutions to the issues raised. The event brought together those that funded and provided mental health service and people with lived experiences to start thinking about what needed to happen to make things better. This work is ongoing, and we're dedicated to helping to make a real change in the city. We'll continue to bring the voice of people to the discussions taking place, and we'll carry out follow-up work to check if things have got better for those having a mental health crisis in Leeds. Says Fiona Venner, Chief Executive, Leeds Survivor-Led Crisis Service, "Thank you to the Health Watch team for producing such a comprehensive overview of crisis services in Leeds." And Penny McSorley, Deputy Director of Nursing and Quality NHS Leeds CCG, says, "NHS Leeds Clinical Commissioning Group recognises the current gaps and shortfalls that have been highlighted within this report, and will work with partners in terms of ensuring that as a system we respond to the recommendations." Joanna Forster Adams, Chief Operating Officer Leeds and York Partnership Foundation Trust, says, "The intelligence this report shares will enable us to work in partnership with service users and carers, as well as other providers of care and support, to make the improvements people are asking for." Cassie Farmid, Head of Commissioning Mental Health and Learning Disabilities, Leeds Clinical Commissioning Group, says, "We welcome the work carried out by Health Watch Leeds on mental health crisis. Leeds as a system is fully committed in terms of improving access and response to people experiencing mental health crises. Subsequently, this is now a priority within the new mental health strategy for the city, and a priority within NHS long-term plan. In February 2020, following on from the work done by Health Watch Leeds, the CCG supported Health Watch Leeds and other partners in the city to run a crisis summit that brought people with lived experience and partners together. The powerful stories, discussions and ideas that were shared were amazing, and we're all keen to keep the momentum going. The outputs from the event will help to inform an action plan that ensures our crisis offer is responsive to local needs and meets national standards. We hope to share the action plan by the end of June." Inclusion for All, making our health and care services accessible. The Inclusion for All Hub is new for 2020. Led by Health Watch Leeds, it brings together representatives from health and care organisations across the city, alongside individuals with lived experience, to really think about how we make health and care services accessible for all. It follows on from our report highlighting the challenges faced by visually impaired people when trying to access health and care services. The Hub recognises the challenges people with sensory impairments, learning disabilities, or English as a second language face when accessing services in Leeds. These challenges can be overcome if the Accessibility Information Standard, AIS, is implemented fully across the city. The AIS became law in 2016, but there is still work to be done to make services accessible for all. The goal is to work with services to help them achieve the AIS standard. The group includes representatives from organisations such as Leeds City Council, Leeds Clinical Commissioning Group, the NHS Trusts in Leeds, third sector and voluntary organisations, and most importantly, people with lived experience. During lockdown, the Hub has not paused its work and continued to meet virtually. Each of the action hubs has focused on the issues facing one community of interest. The Hub has so far looked at collective actions for the visually impaired and deaf communities. AIS was only a starting point. The Hub intends to broaden out to include other inclusion challenges later. What difference has the Hub made? We've started to see the impact of this work. For example, recently a blind person told us that he'd started to receive phone calls instead of letters from St. James's Hospital with details of his future medical appointment. Another example followed on from an Inclusion for All Hub meeting, where we invited members from the deaf community to share their experiences of accessing health and care services. One of the stories highlighted some challenges that deaf people faced when using hospital services during the pandemic. We shared the story with the head of patient experience at Leeds Teaching Hospital Trust and received the following message from her. "We're doing lots on raising awareness about issues for deaf people, particularly at this time, following you sharing Jason's story. The patient's experience team is working on a video to communicate difficulties being faced and are also running a short virtual workshop later this month with senior nursing staff. We will additionally have a piece going out in the Trust Bulletin, which reaches all staff." Christina Kozlowska, Head of Patient Experience, Leeds Teaching Hospitals, NHS Trust. From Chris Green, the Chief Executive Officer of Leeds Society for the Deaf and Blind, "We deliver the British Sign Language contract for the hospitals, and on the back of you sharing this feedback, we've begun delivering a mentoring service for the hospitals on a trial basis to support deaf people facing isolation. It's really fantastic that this feedback has led to lots of positive activity. This is brilliant news, and it really shows the commitment to making positive changes." Carl, a person with lived experience, said, "I was extremely pleased to receive a phone call recently from St. James's Hospital with details of my future medical appointment. This was a welcome change from the usual letters, which I can't read, and which have, in the past, led me to miss appointments. On the phone, it was noted by the person that she had the information that I could not access printed material, which gives me hope for the future that this could be repeated." The enthusiasm and desire to make change and to share good practice is one of the best things about the Inclusion for All Hub, and we're confident that by working together, we can make a real change to how people access health and care across the city. Big Leeds Chat, one city, one health and care system, in conversation with the people of Leeds. Following the success of the previous year, this year's Big Leeds Chat was again hosted at Leeds Kirgate Market, but also rolled out across the city so that local communities would also get the opportunity to chat. The Big Leeds Chat went to where people are and focused on listening to residents with the greatest health inequalities. In total, we had 13 local chats across Leeds and listened to over 350 people. Working with the Local Care Partnership, LCP, team, we took the chat to the local market in Otley, shopping arcade in Morley and town hall in Wetherby. We went to local groups in Hunslet with Tony Cook, the Chief Officer of Health Partnership, and Meanwood with Thea Stein, Chief Executive, Leeds Community Healthcare Trust, and heard from people visiting the food bank, attending the breakfast club, and a patient coffee afternoon. Says Tim Riley, Chief Executive of NHS Leeds CCG, "The Big Chat exercise helps us shape both the strategic and tactical priorities for commissioning, as much in how we look to deliver services, integration, linked to wider determinants, as in the actual service priorities themselves. There is real value in meeting people away from a hospital or other official base and hearing their stories as one human being to another." Care at home. How was it for you? People receiving home care can be some of the most isolated and vulnerable in society. We received views from 185 people as part of our follow-up to the previous year's work and to feed into the redesign of the new home care contract. Some of the things people told us included not always knowing the care workers that visited. New carers suddenly turned up on a weekly basis. One weekend, she had 12 different carers. Communication and involvement in the care. The regular carers that come out are really good, but the agency's poor and don't communicate and seem disorganised and chaotic. A lack of consistency in care. I would prefer the same carer, if possible, to come, as having different ones is awkward as they don't know where things are and what to do. Although we found that overall satisfaction levels had dropped significantly from our findings in 2016 and 2017, there were lots of positives about the care received. The relative of an older person receiving home care said, "We have a team of lovely carers who come and make it so we can cope with Mum at home. Without them, we would by now have had to look into permanent care homes, which she would hate. The care they provide is helping us to keep the family at home together for as long as possible. Thank you." We welcome the findings of the report, as this enables us to have an independent view of the services. We appreciate the service users and family members who have taken the time to complete the survey. We'll be working with Health Watch and the home care contracted providers in Leeds to focus on the recommendations for areas needing improvement. For example, consistent care from the same team of care workers, improved organisation, and improved communication between agencies and people receiving care. We're pleased to note that the report has shown improvement in some areas which the 2017 report highlighted. Meeting service user required times and clarity for care workers around care task and delivery. We will review the findings and, working in partnership with home care providers, undertake developments to address the points raised within the report. Due to the current emergency COVID-19 situation, this work's been delayed whilst we support the sector to maintain continuity of services during this challenging time. And that was from Gwen Wagner-Adair, Commissioning Manager, Home Care, Contracts and Commissioning, Adults and Health.